This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Well, let's go to Ottawa. Today, representatives from Sunwing Airlines, WestJet, and Air Canada appeared before the Federal Transport Committee to explain to MPs what happened in the days before and after Christmas when thousands of passengers saw their flights delayed or canceled. I'm sure you saw many images on your nightly newscast in regards to that chaos. Now, committee members directed many of their questions at Sunwing, the vacation airline that left hundreds of Canadians stranded in Mexico when their flights home were canceled. Sunwing's airline president, Len Corrado, opened his remarks to the committee with an apology. Now, Corrado added that winter storms caused massive delays at airports in Quebec and Ontario and shut down Vancouver's airport almost completely. Take a listen to his comments.
With respect to passenger communications, we've immediately implemented changes to address some of the technical issues with flight alert notifications to improve communications with our customers. With all this said, the bottom line is we know we could have done better.
There is no doubt, and I think that's the public's view as well. That was Sunwing's airline president, Len Corrado, as I said, began his remarks to the Commons Committee with an apology. Now, one of the other folks who did speak at that hearing was YVR CEO Tamara Vrooman. Her comments come as Vancouver International Airport is promising to do better after thousands of passengers were stranded, of course, during that storm. The airport authority said that they've hired private companies to help conduct a review to figure out how to improve service after the weather-related disruptions. Now, if you think about the images you saw there, of course, with the winter storm, planes were grounded, passengers slept on the floor of the airport or were stranded in other countries in some cases, and of course, thousands of bags were misplaced as well. YVR CEO Tamara Vrooman joins us now. Tamara, thank you for speaking to us today.
Yeah, thanks very much. My pleasure.
You know, there's been talk about YVR wanting to look at the Christmas holidays and what transpired there and get a review done in regards to what could be done better. Does this acknowledge that things could have been done better by yourself and the airport in regards to dealing with the weather chaos?
Certainly, after every incident that we have, large or small, we always commission an after-action review. There's always things that we can learn to improve and strengthen our airport going forward. I think the areas that we feel were unacceptable during the snow events really relate to the length of time that people spent on aircraft on the tarmac once the congestion occurred, and second, the level and consistency of communications, largely from airlines, but that could have been facilitated and assisted by the airport to passengers so they could make the decisions that they need to make given the disruption and get them on their way. So we're focused on both of those things. We've put interim measures in already to address those, but certainly we want to put permanent measures in place, some of which require changes that are beyond our authority to make across the airport community that will allow those to be permanent.
The issue of time on planes, is that indirectly or directly ultimately decided by airlines or by the airport?
What happens with delays like the ones that we saw in December is that it's a complex ecosystem of actors. It's airlines, it's ground handling crew that are contracted by airlines, it's the airport, it's the navigation authority, all working to try and get aircraft onto gates as soon as possible so people can get off. People might be surprised to know, though, that airport authorities, including YVR, we do not have the authority or the ability to tow aircraft. In fact, we're not legally allowed to do so for insurance reasons, so we couldn't, even if we wanted to, and we don't have any of that equipment. So we rely on the ground handling capabilities contracted to airlines. Those were highly stressed during the winter event that we saw here, and so their availability in a timely way clearly was inadequate. So there's changes that we'd like to see to make the gating processes clear in advance and have a clear authority to adhere to those so we don't get the issues around towing that we had.
Whether it's the airport, the airlines, NAV Canada, whatever it may be, is it fair to say we did fail collectively, the entities fail collectively when you have people at times out on the tarmac for 9-10 hours? It's a fair comment, is it not, to say we did fail in regards to our response to that snowstorm?
Certainly the number one priority for all of those entities that you mentioned, including the airport, is safety. And so safety can never be compromised. And so we did uphold our safety promise. Did we do that in the most efficient way? And did it result in people staying on aircraft for longer than was acceptable? Absolutely, that is the case. And I have huge empathy for people who are on those aircraft in a very, very difficult situations at a difficult time. But we did work through our snow operations. We were operating accordance to the safety regulations. And so that part we did deliver on. What we didn't deliver on is how efficiently we were able to gate aircraft and how we work across the ecosystem to share information, customer information, airline communication information, to support our airline partners to get people the information they need so they can get decisions made in the event of cancellations and delays and get on their way.
Why does it take so long, or why does it take an event like this to convince institutions to change? And I don't necessarily am blaming the airport. There are other actors, as you say, airlines, there's air traffic controllers. And above all of that is Ottawa. And you were speaking to a transportation committee today based in Ottawa as well. Why does it take this to start looking at these processes and procedures? Because it is, at the end of the day, a snowstorm in Canada in winter. And we should be better at dealing this. And I know it's a bigger, broader question, but why does it take events like this to actually start talking about change in processes?
We certainly have seen weather events in the past. And in fact, we had a weather event here, as you know, Jazz, in Metro Vancouver on the 29th of November, where the region was virtually shut down, you'll recall, and the airport was fully operational through that time. So it's not so much the winter event that was the key issue. Certainly the way that the snow fell this particular time, you know, we were expecting between 10 and 11 centimeters in an 8-hour period, and we got 30, so three times the forecast amount, which put pressure on the safety regulations and timeout between when an aircraft is de-iced and when it's cleared for takeoff, which started the congestion. But it's the fact that the aviation industry and travel industry was particularly hard hit by the pandemic. And so the twin risks of increased frequency and uniqueness of weather events, whether it's heat dome or atmospheric river or successive snow events across the country in a row, those coupled with an industry that's just recovering from a labor and a training and an expertise point of view, can't just hire somebody off the street and put them into our operations. It requires detailed training, as you can appreciate. Those two things put stress on the system. So processes that we collectively have relied on to safely and efficiently operate this airport, for example, over the last 30 years, proved inadequate on those two issues, particularly of gating and how we operate the towing around the aircraft, around the airfield, and communications.
Well, I mean, you do raise a good point. Look, the snowstorm in late November there, it took me 8 hours to get home on the evening commute, so I could have flown almost to London if I was at the airport,
yeah.
If you think about that. So you do raise a good point there. But in regards to those two specific issues, you will be doing the review. How long will this review take?
We've already done a preliminary review, as I said, because, of course, certainly winter's not over, and we may see other snow events in the coming weeks and days, although none are currently forecast. So we want to make sure that we're ready for those, and we take the immediate learnings and implement them, which we've done in partnership with the airlines, the ground handlers, and Navigation Canada. But we also need to make these changes permanent. And some of those changes with respect to the responsibility for towing and gating, the responsibility for clear sharing of communication and data, mm-hmm. the ability to digitize and improve the way that we share information, for example, about the location of a piece of luggage, which is always the legal responsibility of the airlines, but we have an opportunity, I think, because it transits through our airport, to be able to participate in getting information to passengers. All of those things should be permanent improvements going forward, so we want to take the time to document, see what we can learn from best practices internationally, hear directly for the first time in one of these kind of reviews from travelers who traveled around what worked okay for them and what was absolutely unacceptable and needs to fix, and get their information about what priorities, particularly around information sharing, would work. All of that will take a little bit of time, but we're hoping to have that action plan ready to release to the public in March.
In March, all right. Tamara, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you chatting with us about events in December. Look forward to chatting with you when that review does come out. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much, Jazz. Appreciate your interest.